In 1960, U.S. Steel was considering making the Pinocchio Range Wisconsin's version of Minnesota's Iron Range, so it drilled and used explosives to test the ore body. For proprietary reasons, U.S. Steel never released what they found. Now, GTAC is using that information, still secret to the public, along with drilling 8 of its own holes and asking for permits for bulk sampling. But Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins says GTAC should release the U.S. Steel findings.
Now, all of a sudden, because they know they have to go in with explosives and that's going to be a bad PR scene, they're trying to minimize the use of explosives in the bulk sampling phase by saying we may be able to access some of the rocks that were left over from a previous mineral rights company. They've had that opportunity since the get-go, and there's been no integrity put forth in a process of truly trying to illuminate for the public's knowledge what the potential harms or impacts could be.
Wiggins believes the mine will release pollution onto their reservation and into Lake Superior. GTAC spokesman Bob Seitz says that's what they're trying to find out.
If what has been presented turns out to be the case, then we're not going to be able to have a mine, and Chairman Wiggins will be happy with that for sure. But if there is, then there really ought to be discussions among everyone to make sure that things are done in the best way possible. And I think that's a good reason to have dialogue.
The DNR must give GTAC permits before it can begin bulk sampling. That's not expected to happen until October. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.